Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. After the battle with the Floronic Man, both Abby and Swamp Thing try to get back to a somewhat normal life. Let's see how well that goes for them.
Okay, so we start issue 84 of Swamp Thing. This man comes into town, Baton Rouge, on the bus depot, and he is being talked to by this other guy. He is a loft insulation?
Insulation, yeah.
Yeah, so he's an insulation guy. He's in there for a convention, basically.
Apparently that's a thing down in Baton Rouge.
Well, so he's basically telling us this. Harry Price is the man for the loft insulation. Telling this guy that, hey, you know, you are, if you ever need business, you know, here's my card. And the guy grabs it. And I recognize him immediately because I know my DC Comics. But he's this taller guy with a nice little white stripe in his red hair, which if that gives, if most DC Comic people know who that is, I'll go wait till the end of the issue when they actually say his name.
That doesn't include me because I have no idea who he was.
Well, you read
until
the book.
I read it.
I'll say
well,
you read
yeah,
the book.
Until I read it, but...
But Harry gives this individual his card, said, hey, you know, if you ever need any help, you know, look me up. And the guy just starts laughing. He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna need your card. It's kind of worthless to me. And he's like, well, why is that? And then he kind of goes into telling him how he is basically the worst of human scum. You know, he's got a loving wife at home, but he doesn't really treat her right.
And then predicts his death.
Well, yeah, he's
exact
like
exact time and
oh yeah, he's like, yeah, you're already dead. Was it Selena? Already decided not to buy the lawn furniture. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, you see...
At 5:32 this evening, you will be impaled by a swordfish.
Yeah, which is like, okay, that's interesting. And then the guy, Harry, he's just all like a sweating mess, which is pretty great. But then this individual, yeah, he goes to this...
occult store, I guess.
Is that what it is?
I would assume so.
Oh, with all the pieces, yeah, makes sense. And he's just looking around because he... I don't want to say it pieces him, but he's attracted to that. And he finds his Ouija board and asks if they've sold a lot. And the guy's like, nah, we haven't really sold really any. It's just there for decoration. Well, not really decoration, but it's there because it's part of our motif. And he ends up buying this... does he buy a piece?
A painting, I think.
Yes. He does buy the painting. The guy's just like the guy who looks kind of like in that one picture. It looks kind of like Jesus almost.
Yeah, a blonde Jesus,
which is great in a occult store, but
especially since it kind of looks like he's wearing a robe too.
Yeah. As he's continuing on, he passes by a priest collecting money for a missions fund, and he gave the money to the priest, and then just looks at him and starts laughing for a full minute. I'm just like, okay. This guy is, I know he's not right ahead because of who he is, but he walks to his
hotel,
and then we go to the next page where it's Swamp Thing underwater, just kind of,
chilling,
basically. But then he starts to go, and he looks like he starts to kind of play with Abby, does the whole, like, you know,
creature under, from the blue lagoon pulls her under the water.
Yeah, like pulls her under the water, has just having a fun time. He's because he's finally let go of his. I'm not even gonna say past misgivings, but the ability to think like Alec Holland, he's kind of becoming his own person now. He's becoming his own self, and he's having fun with it. They get out of the water, which I mean they're in the swamp, so the fact that there is clear water in a swamp is. Interesting already.
Pretty impressive. I mean,
yeah. But, I mean, I know he's part of the green. He probably could have made something happen.
All right, guys. Let's filter this out a little bit here.
But so they go...
Or I guess it could have also been a lake, you know, offshoot or even a clear, like a river run that goes into it before...
It's possible.
Yeah. But anyways, regardless of the geography.
Yeah.
Back to the storyline.
So they go and they're kind of just talking. They get away from the water. They start
they're
chit chat.
They're talking about the changes in his body. You know, like she's like, "You were underwater for an hour and a half," mm-hmm. and he's like, "Well, I don't need to breathe." He's like, "I never needed to breathe. It was just force of habit from you know thinking I was human still."
And then he makes a comment how Matt doesn't visit him anymore. And she says that they're not really spending a lot of time together anymore. Because he's, if you remember, he's not really focusing on her as much as he is on his inner demons.
His imaginary shit that he can manipulate when he's drunk. And
his things and stuff and things.
Yeah. It's kind of masturbatory when you think about it, actually.
A little bit. But then she makes a comment that she's gotten a new job. And she said she had an interview yesterday, and the interview was at Elysium Lawn Center for Autistic Children.
Where do they come up with these names?
Yeah, especially since
Elysium is, you know, the Greek, you know, like
yeah,
good hell.
Well,
and it's a center for autistic children.
Well, yeah, and especially after reading these issues. They're really, like, this kid. Okay, so the kid that she meets for day one, the kid named Paul, he doesn't seem autistic. He seems, like, freaked out of his mind.
Yeah, he seems more like he's crazy and...
Yeah. Which I do love. Okay, so she meets up with the interview she has with this woman named Deanna French. And she, Deanna meets, or introduces Abby to Paul. Paul, he is... I guess obsessed with spelling because he has to have everything spelled correctly. Because, and we'll find out why here in a little bit. So she spells her name for him because he asked her to.
Well, actually, he kind of yells.
Yeah, that's true. He yells it. And then he says, you know, he spells her name.
And he also talks in the third person.
That's fine.
Dude, come on.
Only villains talk in third person. Totally fine. But he makes comments like, Paul doesn't really like you, Abigail, because you're too witchy. I have to go now. I'm in the group. And he just walks off. It's like, you literally just met me, kid. What the heck?
And yet he knew that much.
Well, but then you can see Deanna. She's like, that was Paul. He's only been here for 3 months. So Abby is just like, okay, this is completely odd, but I guess this is fine.
And then that's when she throws in the you know, you want to come to my office, I can show you some of his work, it's very interesting. And
her definition of interesting and mine are two different things.
Yeah.
but it's Paul has some art, well, drawings that he's done. He makes a comment, I'm in a group, my group does spelling. It is very important to spell the right way. If you do not spell well, nobody has a job for you. Also, the Monkey King will come and that's it. And you are dead forever. It's like, what the fuck, kid?
In my spelling group, Jesus started spelling something wrong.
For sure it was Jesus.
Nope, it says Jesus.
I mean.
Dude, look, alright?
Okay, continue.
Paul bit him so that he would stop. He is lucky. If I had not done that, he would be murdered.
And then here's the part where Deanna's like, yeah, Paul's 6. Both his parents were killed in a freak wire accident or something. Do you like him? It's like, first off, if this kid got brought into this...
Autistic center.
Yeah. You would know what happened to the parents.
Yeah.
You would know the backstory.
Yep.
And you're not gonna, like...
Of course, I mean, this comic was back, what, in the 80s?
This was 80... Yeah.
Okay.
84.
So maybe back then 85. They had a looser, you know, definition of, you know, like, child care.
Well, I'm really referring more to Deanna of her just blatant, like, oh, you know, that's just Paul, it's fine. You okay with that? Now, I get she deals with this on a daily basis. That's her job. But she should know, I feel like you should know what you're getting into. No matter what year it is. Okay, so Deanna offers her a job, and Abby is excited to take it. So now we go back to Abby talking to Swamp Thing about how, you know, she's getting ready to go to her job. So she leaves Swamp Thing, and he is, you know, just standing there listening to the green, listening to everything. And he's excited that autumn is coming. But then he feels that something else is coming with it. Something dark. And he's just standing there trying to figure it out, and he can tell that something is not right. Next page, we see the individual that came into town at a auction barn. And he buys a Ouija board from the auction barn. It was the same Ouija board that...
The Jesus at the pawn or at the occult shop sold...
Well, yeah, it was one he sold 6 months prior. But the reason he wanted this one, as we will see in a few pages, he wanted this one for a specific reason. And as he's sitting there, he's talking to this other guy, comes up to him and asks if the lawn furniture had been sold. And this individual, he's like, I have no idea. No clue. And then he makes comment, the other guy makes comment saying that his wife wanted the lawn furniture. And he doesn't know why. He thinks it's just stupid. He also makes comment about how all this stuff was from this family that are both dead and how the kid's in a loony bin, referring to Paul.
Yeah.
So now we're starting to put pieces together of what happened with Paul and why he's there.
Yep.
Because
parents are dead. Yeah, this guy says, you know, it's all from the family that died and read about it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's very hillbilly-ish. He's just yammering on to the white-striped haired guy. And he stops him. He's like, Mr. Corelli, you know, next summer you're going to be in jail for manslaughter. You know, you see, Selena doesn't like the lawn chair. Have a good day. And walks off. He's like, what? What the hell are you talking about?
How'd you know my wife's name was Selena?
Yeah. We go back to Abby and Matt. So Matt is being very, like, pissy with her.
Yeah.
Being very, like, short with her. And...
like a moody little drunk or something.
Yeah, like he doesn't understand why she needs to have a job. And he makes a comment about how, you know, she's getting a lot more excited about those kids than she has about him lately. And she just kind of looks at him and he looks at her. And she's like, right, I'm leaving. See ya. But as soon as she leaves, he turns around and he uses his powers to
pick up her clothes that she was wearing. And
yeah, again, it's
almost like they're in the shape of what she would have been in had she been there, except she's not there. And
he's definitely going off the deep end.
Yeah. Now get on your knees and apologize. He's talking to her clothes like she's there, like this is what he wanted to say to her, but since, you know, he didn't say it to her while she was there, he's just kind of, you know,
he's going crazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we go back to Paul, and he is in, looks like he's in group. But he's in his own mind, and he's remembering what happened that night. Like, he is supposed to be asleep, and his parents are starting to play with the Ouija board. And they start spelling out these words. Well, the words they spell out, I believe they are part of a spell. And the spell, once they spelled the three words and said the three words... I guess it actually would be that to say, because that's the point of a spell. Duh.
Yeah.
They say the three words, and they start to smell something, and what they see come about is this giant... I mean, it's
tiny, the monkey actually. King
that Paul drew in his drawings. One thing I like is this creature attacks the mom, and the dad is just like, no, what's going on? Like, oh no. And he's just standing there. With this creature attacking his wife.
Yep.
Doesn't leave. And then he gets attacked and killed. It's like, what the... Okay, that makes sense. The creepy thing is that this creature goes upstairs to Paul and starts to snuggle up next to him. Yeah. Like he needs a master, and Paul is his master now. Which is super creepy.
Uh-huh.
Next page, we see Mr. Cornell and his wife Selena. She did not like the lawn furniture, apparently, because she bought a swordfish. And he's trying to strap it down to the top of his car. I mean, I'll be honest. From the looks of it, I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're arguing about how... why she didn't buy the lawn furniture. And she said she didn't like the lawn furniture. And he's like, is that what you told your
psycho
new friend?
Boyfriend.
Yeah. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't talk to anybody in there.
And she's like, just shut up. And she's like, I wish I had talked to somebody else, or met somebody else in the auction. Now shut up and get in the car and drive.
Yeah. That's a good relationship they got going on there. Very healthy. Mm-hmm. We then pan over to...
Well, it's still... I guess that's true. It shows them driving off and they're still arguing.
Yeah, that's just...
And it's 10 minutes after 5 is what the caption is down at the bottom.
So we pan over to Swamp Thing. He's trying to commune with the Green, trying to get a feeling for what is actually going on. And he is able to understand that what is coming with Autumn is fear. There's fear in the air. After that, we...
After his deep insight into his personal, you know, feelings and the feelings of the swamp around him,
mm-hmm.
we pan back over to the red-haired, white-striped dude playing with the Ouija board that he just bought.
Well, I mean, he's not actually playing. He's trying to feel what the last thing that came about it. And once he gets what's going on, he realizes what happened. And he's just like, all right, well, now that I know what's happening.
It's already half past 5. There's much to do. Which, at this point in time, we pan over to Abby. Thank you.
Yep.
Talking to our friendly neighborhood loft installation mm-hmm. salesman.
Harry Price.
Who is, basically flirting with her.
Oh, hardcore trying to.
Yeah. And she's just like, look, I don't want anything to do with you. Get lost. And he's like, you know, if you could use the installation, I've got my card right here. And as he's getting ready to hand her the card, you hear, Bobby, for God's sake, look out. And sure enough, old Bobby and his bitchy wife slam on their brakes. The swordfish comes flying off their car and stabs old Harry Price right through the chest.
So Abby sees this. Well, everybody sees this and is all distraught. Abby goes to walk away. She's like, she's had enough. She's had to deal with enough recently.
Yeah.
She just, I can't. I can't even. Yep.
You went there.
Yeah, I did go there. As she's walking away, we see the individual, the redhead with the white stripe individual, walk up to her asking if they can walk and talk and say that we have a lot in common. Wait, is that what we said? Oh, we have a lot to
talk
to.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about here.
And she's like, we do, huh? Okay, who the hell are you? And he's like, who the hell indeed? And starts laughing. And he lets her know that his name is Jason Blood.
Blood. Jason Blood.
And
he likes his O-positive shaken, not stirred.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go back to Bobby. Or Paul. Sorry,
beat boot back to Paul here.
Back to Paul.
Damn it, Bobby.
Uh-huh. And Paul is... He knows that this Monkey King is back. He's still at...
Yeah, this is when he's at Elysium, and it comes up to him, and it, you know, licks his cheek, and, like, you know, acting like it's his pet,
mm-hmm.
basically.
And the Monkey King starts to walk through the halls...
Where the children are, you know.
Feeding on the fear of all the kids. The little girl in the next room, right next door, is called Roberta. At the age of 4, Roberta accidentally smothers her infant brother. But the Monkey King is, like I said, he's feeding off the fear. And she's just the first one he hits on. Or hits at the moment.
Yeah, he feeds off of. And he says that there are many children, but the night is long.
Yeah, and then it goes from kid to kid to kid.
Basically just,
eating their fear. And that would be the end of issue 25.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ComicBookRundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of Saga of the Swamp Thing.